Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and another great big Western welcome to all of you from the Lucky You. We're going to play an opening tune whose title sounds like a closing tune. But we're not closing, we're opening. So keep your dial turned up real bright and we'll head for the home corral.
When your children are born, I go right, yippee-yay. All the wide open plains I roam, yippee-o. Till the sun to the hills goes high, yippee-yay. There will always be someone glad when I come home, yippee-yay.
The cowboy has to yell for his heart to break inside of
at the gates of the home corral. Now the long day is through on the prairie. There's a low hanging sun in the sky. Round the home corral we will tarry and we'll sing out the roundups in the days gone by. In the day home we go,
for the cowboy has to sing. And the cowboy has to yell for his heart to break inside of.
At the gates of the home corral, there's a tired pony glad that it's over. With a song in my heart, so am I. For tonight we'll be dreaming of Clover, and we always will until the day we die. In the day, home we go.
For a cowboy, and the cowboy has to yell for his heart to break inside of him.
At the gates of the home corral, in the day home we go,
home we go.
Thank you very much, folks. That big bass voice that you heard in there belonged to our own Hugh Farr. Now that all the stock is rounded up in the corral, why, we can get on with the show.
Hi, fellas.
Well, hello, Betty. Say, you must have given your pupils a vacation, Betty, to get here so fast today.
Why, Lloyd, didn't you know this is vacation? My pupils won't be back to school until next year.
Oh, by golly, that's right. You make it sound so long.
Well, it is long, Lloyd. I just love those little kitties. You know, they get out of hand once in a while, but they're sure wonderful.
Oh, you bet they are, Betty.
Oh, Tommy.
Hello, Betty.
Tommy, do you like candy?
I sure do.
Then how would you like to help me make my Christmas candy tonight? I'm going to make peanut brittle and fudge and...
I sure would, Betty.
Well, then say so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you mean it.
Now, that's what I call a sweet setup. And, Betty, when you make that peanut brittle, be sure to fill it cram jam full of the very best peanuts money can buy. Those crisp, delicious, always fresh Planters salted peanuts. And when you whip up a batch of fudge, well, try putting in a tablespoon or so of Planters peanut butter to give it a real lip-smacking flavor. And say, Betty, speaking of peanut butter, try flavoring your holiday cookies and cakes, frosties and sauces, puddings and pies. Well, I can't say it very well, but boy, it's a good thought. With the only peanut butter made of genuine Planters peanuts. And don't forget to put Planters peanut butter sandwiches, either plain or toasted, on your holiday party refreshment list. Yes, Planters peanut butter is full of fine peanut flavor. It's never too oily. It's never too dry. It's always the same creamy, rich consistency through and through because the Planters people make it by a special process to keep it just that way. Yes, it's lucky for you that you can buy the peanut butter backed with the most famous name in peanuts. Look for that symbol of peanut quality, the picture of Mr. Peanut on every jar of Planters peanut butter. That's Planters, and that's the word for peanuts, for peanut oil and peanut butter, too.
There's a jubilee up in the sky
when the golden train comes down,
with an invitation for you and I
when the golden train comes down.
Gonna take tickets at the Golden Gate. Gonna dance with Peter, make the angels wait. And just to be mean, I think I'll be late.
When the golden train comes down.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard. Gonna ring the bell. Gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
She'll be here soon and she'll be on time.
When the golden train comes down.
With her heavenly crew all looking fine.
When the golden train comes down.
Turn on your steam and let her ride. Make the devil throw coal on the old coastline. And if you don't work hard, I'm gonna tan his hide.
When the golden train comes down.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard. Gonna ring the bell. Gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
What a heavenly trip that's gonna be.
When the golden train comes down.
With the angels serving pie and tea.
When the golden train comes down.
You're gonna see Gabriel as sure as you're born, sitting on a smokestack a blowing his horn. But he can stand up if it gets too warm.
When the golden train comes down.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard.
All aboard. Gonna ring the bell. Gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
That was old Thomas Doss acting as chief engineer for When the Golden Train Comes Down.
And I'm a-telling you, Lloyd, being here in Hollywood ain't nothing to fool about.
Oh?
I thought that golden train had come down for me last night. I grabbed my attention.
Sure. Well, what happened to you?
Well, there I was, going right down in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard.
Hollywood Boulevard?
Yes.
Were there many cars?
Thousands of them.
Oh.
And they were coming at me from every direction.
Yeah?
So I zigged this way, then I zagged that way, and then one time I almost zagged when I should have zigged.
Oh.
Oh, and then I come to the street I was looking for, and I held out my hand for the left turn.
You wanted to get off Hollywood Boulevard.
I wanted to get out of town. So just as I started to turn, a car come lickety-split down the street. Oh, it was fierce.
Well, I can imagine. What did you do, Shug?
Well, I waved and I waved and I waved, but the driver didn't see me. And I just barely made it across the street.
Well, Shug, that's terrible, but why didn't you honk your horn at him?
Honk my horn?
Of course, Shug. All automobiles have horns.
Now, who in the cat hair said anything about an automobile? I was walking down the
Shug,
street.
Shug, get out of here.
Okay, whatever you think right.
Say, Lloyd, how about the gold deed acre of land for today? Do we have a person picked out to award it to?
You bet we have, Ken. In fact, we're going to make it a Christmas present from the Lucky You.
Oh, that's fine. Who is the fella today, Lloyd?
Well, he's got the same name as an old cowboy friend of ours, Johnny Mac Brown. Johnny's letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I'm a boy 11 years old, and my name is Johnny Mac Brown. I heard about the big party you all were giving for boys and girls that otherwise wouldn't have any Christmas. Sure wish I was in Hollywood so I could be there, for we won't have any Christmas. My daddy has to pick cotton to take care of us. I have one older brother and a sister next to me and a little brother. We hear your program nearly every day at lunch and like it very much. So if Santa has any toys or anything left, would you please send him down this way?" The letter is signed Johnny Mac Brown, General Delivery, Peoria, Arizona. Well, Johnny, your letter arrived a little too late for us to figure out a way to get you to our Christmas party. But we hope what we are going to send along will make you just as happy. It's an honest-to-gosh deed to an acre of our Lucky You land. That means it's going to be all yours and your family's to do with and in whatever way you want to. But, Johnny, because you're only 11 years old, we'll send our Lucky You gold deed in your daddy's name to keep it for you until you become of age. There's one other thing that we all want you to remember, though, Johnny, and tell your folks. Our Lucky You is a big old sprawling place down on the edge of the desert in Southern California. The land it's still undeveloped and unimproved, but it's a small piece of this big, wide, wonderful country of ours. And it's all yours. And another thing, Johnny, we just heard from Santa Claus. And he wanted us to tell you that he is going to visit Peoria, Arizona, and the Johnny Mac Brown family. He's told us to tell you that he might be a little late when he gets there, but We're going to get in touch with him and with you after we've talked to Santa Claus again.
My gosh, Lloyd, that really makes me know Christmas is just around the corner. And if you fellas don't mind, I'd like to sing a little song just for Johnny and his folks.
Well, we sure don't, Ken. In fact, maybe we can join in.
All right, you bet you can. Johnny, there was a famous man named Horace Greeley. You'll read about him in school later on, probably. But he gave some advice to the young men of America, which has been a byword ever since. He said, "Go west, young man." Well, the song I want you to hear is based on those words of advice.
Let's go west again. I won't rest again till we're west again. Sun goes at the end of every day. Let's return again. How I yearn again to return again. Go west, young man, go west. Return again, how I yearn again to return again. You and I, don't forget, there was someone who knew best. Go west, young man, go west.
Gee, I'm glad I got here early enough to hear that. That was a beautiful song.
Well, thank you, Betty. We hope Johnny liked it, too.
Say, Betty.
Yes, Carl?
Do you have to go anyplace after the show today?
Well, not right away, Carl. Why?
Well, I just wondered if you could help us decorate the Christmas tree.
Why, yes. I love to decorate Christmas trees.
All the fellas are going to help, but I think we need a woman's hand to make it look really swell.
Just a minute, Carl. I guess you forgot I'm among those present here, bud.
Oh, you've had experience in decorating trees, Shug?
Experience? Why, I bet I've decorated 1,000 trees.
How many, Shug?
Oh, 500.
How many?
Would you believe me if I said 250?
No.
100?
No.
50?
No.
Well, I got a picture of one Christmas tree I decorated.
Well, I might believe you decorated one tree, Shug. By the way, what kind of decorations did you use?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Carl, because it was a case of that old expression, mother is a necessity of convention.
Shug. Shuggy. Shug, the expression is necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah. Well, Kenneth, you didn't know this mother. Oh. but anyway, this Christmas tree is a big one, and I didn't have nothing to decorate it with, so I cooked me up a big batch of spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
What's the matter with you? Did it deep or something? That's what I said. Then I draped your spaghetti all over the tree. It looked just like snow. But that wasn't all. Then I hung the meatballs on the tree, one on each branch.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
What's the matter with you? Did it deep or something? That's what I said. Then I draped your spaghetti all over the tree. It looked just like snow. But that wasn't all. Then I hung the meatballs on the tree, one on each branch.
Shug, I know I'm sticking my neck out, but what did you do then?
What did I do then? Mm-hmm. I plugged it in and the meatballs lit up. Oh, my, that was the first ever green that smelled like garlic.
That joke smells stronger than the garlic ever could. Shug, you better get out of here. You will have decorated your last Christmas tree, let me tell you.
Okay, whatever you think. Whatever you think's right.
Hugh, you've got your fiddle ready. Play something and get us out of this before Shug starts flying around the room, will you?
Much you for getting us out of that one, brother. Spaghetti and meatballs, that is it. You know, if he keeps up that way, we're going to have to get a rope and hog tie him and take him back to the ranch.
Oh, I don't know, Lloyd. I think it might make an interesting effect.
Oh, brother. Fellers, get another rope for Tommy, will you?
I was just kidding, Lloyd.
Well, you had me worried there for a minute. I was just about to say, let's get back to the saner things and have you sing.
Well, let's do it anyway.
Okay.
Would you like to hear me sing, Betty?
Uh-huh.
That's all I wanted to hear.
I'm a roving cowboy, far away from home, far from the prairie that I used to roam, where the dogies wander and the wind blows free. Oh, my heart is yonder on the lone prairie.
back to the Lone Prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me beneath the western sky on the Lone Prairie. Give me back my saddle, give me back my gun, give me back that bronco that I used to run. Let me spread my blanket by a peaceful stream. Hear the cowboys singing in the campfire's gleam. Oh, carry me back to the Lone Prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die,
my pleasure, Betty.
Say, if we have the time, Lloyd, I'd like to sing a song.
Well, Betty, we've always got time to listen to a song from you.
All right, I'll do it.
Are you going to sing it for me, Betty?
Well, I want you to listen, Tommy, but I'm going to dedicate it to Shug.
Well, I'm glad you finally realized I haven't been spoken for yet. What is the name of the song?
Little White Lies.
Little White...
Sing it, Betty.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting. When evening appeared, I sighed, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting. When evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me, the night that you told me those lies.
Little white lies.
come and tell you, well, Betty, I'll say something that ain't no little white lie. That was prettier than the desert sunset.
Well, thank you, Sugar. And you know I was only fooling.
Oh, of course I do.
Hugh, did you find another motto for today?
Well, no, Lloyd, not a motto exactly, but I found a poem that I think packs quite a punch. The author is unknown, but it's called Do It Now. I'll read it to you. If you have hard work to do, do it now. Today the skies are clear and blue. Tomorrow clouds may come in view. Yesterday is not for you. Do it now. If you have a song to sing, sing it now. Let the tones of gladness ring, clear as the song of bird in spring. Let every day some music bring, sing it now. If you have kind words to say, say them now. Tomorrow may not come your way. Do a kindness while you may. Loved ones will not always stay. Say them now. If you have a smile to show, show it now. Make hearts happy, roses grow. Let the friends around you know the love you have before they go. Show it now.
Yes, Sir Hugh, that sure does pack quite a punch. Do it now. Say, fellas, if we do it now, I think we can squeeze in a chorus or two of When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing the song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
I heard a robin this morning, I'm feeling happy today. Gonna pack my cares in a whistle and blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky, really having a thing? There's a time I always feel happy as a king.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been through? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing the song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Well, sir, when Tumbling Tumbleweed starts to echo through the Lucky You, it means another little daytime visit has come to a close with you. We'll tell you more about everything tomorrow, including the Christmas party. And so until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the Sons of the Pioneers, so long for now. Until tomorrow, then,
be lucky, you.
Along with the tumbling drum. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. 1 o'clock at KECA AM and FM, Los Angeles.